We're now joined on Downtown by UFC lightweight fighter Josh Thompson, who will be taking on Tony Ferguson as part of UFC Fight Night this Wednesday at 10 p.m. on Fox Sports 1. Josh, welcome into the show.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Oh, coming into this fight against Ferguson, you dropped your last two, but both have been kind of debated on whether or not you actually won, both coming by way of a split decision. Does this put any more emphasis on you trying to win the fight outright, or are you just going to continue to do what you do best in the octagon?
You know, it does put more emphasis on me winning the fight outright, you know, but obviously I'm not going to go out there and take drastic measures to try and make sure that I get the finish. You know, look, if the opportunity presents itself, I'm going to take it. If it doesn't, then, hey, you just got to make do with what you're given and take advantage of it.
Wednesday night also marks the fourth fight back for you in the UFC. How has it been like to be back with the Ultimate Fighting Championship again?
It's been great, man. I mean, like, you know, there's been a lot of changes, a lot of big new deals coming along, obviously with the Reebok deal and stuff. So it's been great. I mean, I have no complaints. You know, right now we're in the process of new contract negotiations, you know, so we're kind of treating it, you know, like it was a, you know, Reebok NFL, like an NFL and an NBA deal, you know, like there's, we're in the process of negotiation. That's all, you know, that's the biggest thing right now.
What went into the decision to leave the UFC? I know the company is drastically different from when it was 10 years ago, but what went into that decision 10 years ago, roughly around in 2004, for you to leave the UFC to go elsewhere?
Well, the biggest thing was that they got rid of the whole weight class, and I wasn't a big 55. I wasn't a big 55-pounder, so at the time I was considered kind of a big 55-pounder, but there was no way after standing next to guys like Matt Hughes and Pat Miletic and, you know, and the guys that were at the top of the chain, you know, at 170, there was an option for me to go ahead and bump up and fight at 170, and I didn't see that for my career, you know. So I had an opportunity to fight over in Pride, you know, in Japan, and I took that opportunity and decided that, you know, I was better off fighting guys that were 55-pounders, you know, over there in Japan at the time.
Talking with UFC lightweight fighter Josh Thompson, who will be taking on Tony Ferguson as part of UFC Fight Night this Wednesday at 10 p.m. on Fox Sports 1. Now, I read an article with you, I think a year or so back, where you said you really didn't enjoy the nickname of the Punk. Is that still true today?
Yeah, I don't really, like, we don't really, I mean, people still kind of, you know, the old style fans still kind of call me that, you know, and stuff, but I mean, like, it's relatively gone now. I mean, you know, I'm almost 37 years old, so it's kind of hard to call someone a punk when they're 37 years old, you know? So it's, you know, obviously I've grown a lot. I mean, I got signed to the UFC back when I was 22 years old. So there was a lot of growing up I had to do. There was a lot of, you know, a lot of experience that people had encountered with me that show that that's the kind of mentality I have. But, you know, a lot of things have changed since then. And right now I'm just a professional athlete, just, you know, one of the best in the world trying to continue his role.
With that said, as a 37-year-old, you've grown up a lot, too, in your career. If you could give yourself a new nickname at this point in your career, what would you go with?
You know, it's so funny. I was doing an interview earlier, and someone said, give him Josh, carry the P or something like that, Thompson, or don't carry the P or whatever. It was pretty funny. I thought it was pretty funny. Because there's no P in my last name, so everyone misspells my last name. So I think my nickname would have to do with something about not having a P in my last name.
I like that a lot. We'll come up with something and we'll have it for the next fight.
Sounds good.
Now, you mentioned it a little bit, but you've come a long way since in your career and your life, too, from your early 20s. Has there been something in your life? I know you cited your grandmothers as some of your heroes, but is there some sort of thing that happened in your life that carried you from the early parts of your career into where you are now, which is a very successful UFC lightweight fighter?
You know, there's a lot, man. There's a lot. Like, yeah, obviously my grandmothers are my heroes, but, you know, like my dad passed away at a young age, you know, And it's tough. I think it's tough as a kid. You know, I was still really young, and just it was real upsetting to me something like that would happen. And so when Dad passed, it was like, you know, it lets you know that life was really short. You know, he passed away just right before I won the world title for Strikeforce. You know, and so those are things and opportunities that you wish that, you know, your family could be around for. And, you know, as far as my grandmother as well, she had passed away right before one of my fights, you know, just a week before, You know, my dad actually had passed away just 2 weeks before the Dwayne Ludwig fight when I fought him for the United States title for Strikeforce as well. So it was, you know, there was a lot of fights that I had still had to fight. And I know that my dad was like, encouraged me to go ahead and just keep being me and just keep striving on. He knew that I loved fighting. He knew that this was something I really loved doing. And, you know, and he would have wanted me to keep doing it. So just the biggest thing was just to realize that life is really short. It can end at any time. And to, you know, to make the best of it, you know, every day you go into the gym to train hard, you know, make sure you don't take days off, you know, make sure you push yourself to the limit and realize it could all be gone tomorrow.
Very true.
I think that's the biggest thing. That was definitely one of the biggest things in my life.
Absolutely. Very well put there. As we're talking with Josh Thompson here on Downtown, as he'll be fighting coming up on Wednesday night, UFC Fight Night at 10 p.m. on Fox Sports 1. Also, looking at your Twitter feed today, I noticed you're a big sports fan. You were calling out LeBron James back in the NBA Finals, also cheering for some of the teams in the Women's World Cup. Who are some of the players and teams you enjoy watching on a frequent basis?
Look, anything to do where USA plays anybody, I'm a big fan, man. Like, I love watching the World Cup. I love watching the Olympics. I mean, like, I'm more encouraged by athletes. But when it comes to our country playing other countries, I just find a way just to make time to go ahead and sit down and support our teams, you know, that are representing the United States. You know, I'm also someone that follows players. You know, so like when it comes to, you know, players like in the NFL, players in, you know, in the NBA, things like that, you know, I've had an opportunity to meet several of them and stuff. So, you know, it's nice to follow athletes that, you know, that have good hearts. It means a lot more when you meet somebody and you've hung out with them and had dinner with them or, you know, been out and had drinks with them or whatever it is. It means a lot more to support those type of people, knowing that they're good people. So, you know, I just love watching sports, man. I come home and, you know, I just turn on sports. I mean, I want to watch sports, and I'm a professional athlete. Like, this is what we do. Like, you know, like, we want to see how sometimes they'll show clips of other athletes training, and I want to know how they're training. I want to know if there's something there that they're doing that I haven't seen, you know. And sometimes you'll get clips of them, you know, doing whatever it is they're doing, you know, for their warm-ups. You know, those are things that I want to know. I want to know, like, you know, how do they warm up? You know, what makes a difference, you know, and just give it a try. See if it works for me. You know, those are things that I kind of gravitate to see, you know, you can always make yourself better. You can always try and find ways to increase and to make yourself just a better athlete in general. And that's kind of what I get by watching, you know, watching these other athletes play, watching these other athletes compete.
Now, looking at your bio too, one of my favorite things I've read so far, a lot of them are very plain. A lot of them sometimes have a little humor into it, but I enjoyed this. When asked about your favorite grappling technique, yours was just listed as finishing people. Love that, first and foremost. But can you give us a quick prediction coming up on what?
Well, I mean, that's really what it's all about,
yeah.
Right? You know,
yeah.
You got to go out there and make sure you get the finish.
Yeah, who cares if it's an armbar, a Kimura lock? As long as you're finishing people, that's all that matters. Can you give us a prediction
exactly.
Coming up for Wednesday night, Josh? Anything that you can give us for a prediction wise?
No, I mean, I'm really going to go out there and try and set the pace. I got to really make sure that. I show him that I'm the veteran, that I know exactly what's going on in the fight. And, you know, he's going to push forward. You know, I've got to make sure that, you know, I stay patient. He'll present opportunities. I've got to capitalize on them, and that's all I got to do.
Josh Thompson will be facing Tony Ferguson as part of USC Fight Night this Wednesday starting at 10 p.m. on Fox Sports 1. Josh, thanks again. I know you're from Idaho. You spent a lot of time there, very similar to Maine up here, a lot of potatoes. So we'll be pulling for you for sure, and best of luck on Wednesday.
Hey, thanks. I really appreciate the support. Thank you.